Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Mets Spring Training Broadcast. I'm Ed Coleman. Pete Alonso has center stage all to himself today. Pete usually has a good quote, and he had one today. Actually, he had several of them, as a matter of fact. But when he was asked about the new baseball that's being introduced this year, which is supposed to restrict the travel of the ball a little bit, Pete was asked if he was concerned about that, and he said, "Hey, if I hit it on the sweet spot, it's going to go a long way." Believe that, Pete. I believe it, that's for sure. Alonso had a tough year last year, and he didn't swing all that much outside of the zone. He just did not do the damage that he did back in 2019 on pitches in the zone. It was kind of a confusing and kind of a year that really confused him a little bit. But he was asked if he had an explanation at all for what went wrong in 2020.
Yeah, I just wasn't on time consistently. And for me, I think that in summer camp, I didn't get enough at-bats that I would usually get in a regular spring training. And I scuffled at the start of the season. And then once I kind of got rolling a little bit, we had a five-day quarantine, and then it took me a while to get back going again. And once I finally got going, the season was over. And I think, for me, the 60-game season, for me, I can't put too much merit in that because I know that I know it's tough. I mean, last year it was a very abnormal year, and I feel like this is not just baseball, but for all of us, I think that this is a year of resiliency. And for me, I'm just happy that we get to play 162 this year, because for me, it's 60 games. I think it doesn't necessarily, I don't know. It's the hand we were dealt. And for me personally, I think that over the course of 162 game season, there's a ton of ebbs and flows, highs and lows. But for me, I think that over the course of 162 games, I can't wait for that, because I think for me, I prepare well, I work hard, I play hard, and numbers necessarily weren't there in a 60-game season. I feel like that once I get rolling and once I get in the flow, get in the groove, over 162, I'm going to be in a really good position to help this team win a lot of games.
Pete surprised some people today because he's always been a very prominent social media presence, and he's enjoyed that. But he recently deactivated his social media accounts. Why do that, Pete?
Well, for me, I think that real life is just absolutely fantastic. And for me, I think life is a blessing. It's something that I feel that a lot of people, and sometimes including myself, take for granted. And I want to spend every second soaking in every single day, because every single new day is a blessing. And I feel like a lot of, especially like in wake of what happened last year, there's a lot of things that I feel like that were kind of taken for granted. Like in 2019, if you see everybody wearing this mask, you kind of scratch your head and just be like, all right, what's going on? But there's a lot of new social norms that we kind of just that are in place now that we took for granted. And for me, I just want to just be appreciative of every single day. And I want to just live live in real life, you know.
Pete is a Tampa Bay native, and he's seen how much success his hometown teams have had recently. The Lightning won the Stanley Cup, the Rays were in the World Series, and the Bucks and Tom Brady, well, they won the Super Bowl right in Tampa. Alonzo wants very much to see that happen in New York.
I can't wait for that to happen to us. Like, the goal for us is to be that last team at the end of the year. And being able to see how much the city of Tampa was buzzing, and it was just full of energy and exciting. And I can't wait for that to happen in New York, starting in Queens. I'm really excited for that. And but to have that buzz, to have that energy, to have that that swagger, that excitement, that's a privilege. And we got to start. I mean, it starts now, the attention to details and going out there competing our asses off and going out there and wanting to win and doing anything possible for a win. I think for us, I mean, that's the goal. And that being in that type of environment is a privilege. And I can't wait. I can't wait for that. That's going to be really special, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I hope all five boroughs turn into a massive block party when we do it.
Alonzo has missed one thing in particular, and that's you, the fans. He can't wait to see bodies back in the seats, the roar of the crowd, the excitement, the energy that exists between fan and player, even if it's on a limited basis. Alonzo really can't wait for it.
Fans in the stands is something that, I don't know, there's nothing like it. There's really nothing like it. It's something I can't really explain. It's just a feeling where not only like playing on TV is absolutely fantastic, but like being there in person by one swing of the bat or making a diving play, like, or striking someone out, like, you can make that many people in person smile, stand, clap, cheer, yell, even, like, just by doing something. And I don't know. There's just something really special about that. Like, and for me, like, hearing the child, hearing the crowd cheer, it's addicting. Like, it's the adrenaline rush that, once I heard like 40,000 people at Citi Field like go absolutely bonkers. Like, that's an adrenaline rush that I'm addicted to, and I can't wait until it's packed out again like that. I mean, have it, if it's like 25%, 30%, like, I can't wait to hear people cheer again in person. Like, for me, it's addicting, and I love it. It's awesome.
Right now, for baseball in 2021, there is no DH. That may change. If there is one, it will likely be Alonzo, with Dom Smith playing first base. But don't tell Pete. He's simply a player with a bat in his hands.
I'm a first baseman, and I'm a position player. I'm not a DH. And for me, I think I've worked too hard. I don't want to be labeled as that because I've worked too hard. And I feel like I have played well. Like, in 2019, I played really good at first. I played really well at first base. 2020, I didn't have my best year, whether it be offensively or defensively. But this year, I feel like that I have a great opportunity, and I want to continue to grow as a person and a player. And I feel like I will never think of myself as a DH. I will always think of myself as a first baseman.
The Mets have Chili Davis, their hitting instructor, back in person this year. He was in Arizona doing working remotely last year because of COVID protocols, and probably the guy most affected by his presence, well, by his lack of presence last season, was Alonzo. Pete and Chili have great communication between at-bats, and as Pete says, they really speak the same language.
Having him there and every time in 19, having him there in the dugout, he was there for those in-game adjustments, and his terminology is, to me, it clicks. I mean, there's people in this world, whether it be like teachers, professors, or I don't care what profession you're at. If someone's trying to help you and their terminology just doesn't click with you or doesn't jive, right, then then it's, you're not going to get the most out of what you're trying to accomplish. But for me, I think that how Chile explains things, his method and his terminology, I mean, not only do we have a good like relationship, but his terminology really clicks. And for me, I think it helps a lot having him here, and I'm excited to have him back. And he's awesome. He's a great hitting coach, and I'm excited to have him back.
Before Pete leaves, he's been an outspoken proponent for the black jerseys for the Mets unis, and he'd like nothing better than to see a blackout at Citi Field several times this year.
I really hope that we get them, because I think it'd be exciting. I mean, just to have a, not just have like a different jersey, but I think we got to make it a thing. The Friday night blackouts. I mean, I'm just picturing in my mind, like everybody in the stadium, like with a blacked out jersey, and it just looks like a, like, I think it'd be so intimidating, and there's this sea of black shirts out there in the outfield, with like music banging out of the speakers, lights going, and it would bring a lot of swagger and a lot of moxie. And oh man, I just have this vision. I can't necessarily explain it all, but I think it would bring a lot of excitement. I know the black jerseys are very polarizing, but I don't know why. I think they look awesome. I think they're great. And for me, when I grew up, and people and that grew up around my age, they used to watch like Al Leiter, John Franco, Mike Piazza. Like, David Wright played in the black jerseys. You had Jose Reyes, like back in the day, vintage. Like, you had so many of those like great Mets that wore those black jerseys. And I feel like that's so iconic. And I don't know. I feel like bring that swagger back.
A couple of other notes for you before we go. Francisco Lindor playing DJ. He asked his teammates to each contribute 3 songs to a playlist, and then the soundtrack is being played on the back fields where the players are working out and doing their drills. Kind of a cool idea, and Lindor taking a leadership role right away with this club. He's really gotten around quite a bit, and just his presence and his enthusiasm is easy to see in Met camp. Carlos Carrasco arrived in camp, so there are just 2 players now missing. They're both utility men. Brandon Drury is one, Wilfredo Tovar is the other, and they're both expected in camp sometime over the weekend. And Matt Dendecker, remember him? He's returned to the Mets, not as a player, but as an instructor on the minor league side. He'll be an outfield and base running coordinator on the minor league side. Dendecker had a 6-year career in the majors, Tigers, Nationals, and he spent 3 of those years with the Mets. Matt Dendecker is back. And we're back tomorrow with another Mets Spring Training podcast, so tune in then. I'm Ed Coleman. Have a good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.